Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Technological Revolutions and Financial Capital, The Dynamics of Bubbles and Golden Ages is an influential economics and innovation studies book by Carlota Perez. It explains how major technological breakthroughs do not transform economies in a smooth line, but through recurring long waves in which finance, industry, institutions, and politics interact. Perez focuses on the way new technologies attract speculative capital during early expansion, how bubbles emerge as financial activity outpaces productive investment, and how societies later reorganize around the new technological system. The book is both historical and analytical. It surveys several major revolutions, from steam and railways to information and telecommunications, and uses them to build a general framework for understanding change. Its purpose is to help readers see the connection between technological progress and economic structure, and to clarify why some periods become golden ages while others produce instability, inequality, and delayed adjustment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book explains technological revolutions as recurring long waves rather than isolated breakthroughs. Perez treats technological change as a sequence of systemic revolutions, not as a list of separate inventions. Her framework argues that a major breakthrough only becomes economically transformative when it spreads through infrastructure, production methods, organizational routines, and social expectations. This is what makes the book more than a history of devices. It presents an interpretation of modern capitalism in which each revolution reorganizes the economy around a new core of technologies and a new logic of growth. By comparing several historical episodes, Perez shows that the same broad pattern reappears: a surge of experimentation, rapid diffusion, institutional adaptation, and eventually saturation. The value of this approach is that it connects innovation to broader development processes, showing why some technological eras reshape entire societies while others remain localized or temporary. Readers gain a way to think about the structure of change, not just its visible inventions. Secondly, Perez links innovation finance to speculative bubbles and the decoupling of capital from production. One of the book's central arguments is that financial capital plays a dual role in technological revolutions. In the early phase, it is essential because it supplies the resources needed to test new technologies, build networks, and scale infrastructure. But once a revolution gains momentum, finance often moves beyond productive support and starts chasing quick returns through speculation and asset inflation. Perez describes this as a recurring decoupling between financial capital and production capital. The result is familiar historical behavior: rising leverage, exuberant investment narratives, and bubbles that make the new economy appear more mature and profitable than it really is. This explanation is important because it avoids treating bubbles as mere accidents or moral failures. Instead, they are presented as structural features of transition periods. The book therefore helps explain why financial booms often accompany genuine innovation, and why the same forces that accelerate growth can also produce instability and crisis. Thirdly, the four-phase cycle gives the book a practical framework for reading economic transitions. Perez organizes each technological revolution into four phases: eruption, frenzy, synergy, and maturity. This structure is one of the book's most useful contributions because it gives readers a vocabulary for identifying where an economy may stand within a broader technological shift. Eruption is the phase of intense experimentation, new firms, and infrastructure building. Frenzy follows when speculation expands faster than productive capacity and finance becomes increasingly detached from real development. Synergy marks the period when institutions, regulation, and production begin to realign, often after market excesses or social tension expose the need for correction. Maturity arrives when the new paradigm is widely installed and opportunities for easy expansion diminish. The cycle is not just descriptive, it is diagnostic. It helps explain why policy responses that work in one phase may fail in another. By mapping economic behavior onto a long cycle, the book offers a way to understand investment climates, regulatory needs, and systemic risk. Fourthly, the book shows that political institutions shape whether a revolution becomes a golden age or a gilded age. Perez does not treat technology as automatically beneficial. A major part of the book's argument is that institutions determine whether a technological revolution produces broad prosperity or concentrated gains. If governments, regulators, and social institutions successfully guide investment, taxation, and adaptation, the result can be a golden age in which productivity growth and social benefits reinforce one another. If not, the same technological transformation can deepen inequality, social unrest, and financial fragility. This makes the book particularly relevant to debates about industrial policy and economic governance. Its focus is not only on what technologies do, but on what societies choose to do with them. Perez emphasizes that market forces alone do not create balanced development. Instead, policy must help recouple finance and production after periods of speculative excess, and must build institutions suited to the new technological paradigm. That makes the book a strong argument for active state involvement in shaping transitions rather than passively waiting for markets to self-correct. Lastly, its historical sweep across five revolutions makes the framework broader than a single case theory. The book stands out because it tests its framework against a wide historical span, including the Industrial Revolution, steam and railways, steel and electricity, oil and mass production, and information and telecommunications. This cross-epoch method gives the argument credibility and distinguishes it from studies limited to one country or one sector. Instead of explaining one episode in isolation, Perez tries to identify a common mechanism across several technological eras. That breadth also helps readers see both continuity and variation. The pattern of boom, bust, adjustment, and renewal is consistent, but the outcomes differ depending on institutional response and historical context. The book is therefore not a rigid theory that reduces every period to the same formula. It is a comparative framework that highlights recurring dynamics while leaving room for different social and political results. For readers, this approach is valuable because it turns history into a tool for interpretation. It encourages them to ask not simply what technology is emerging, but how that emergence interacts with capital, regulation, and the broader economy. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in economic history, innovation policy, political economy, and the long-run dynamics of capitalism. Policymakers, investors, scholars, and business readers can all benefit from its way of linking technological change to financial behavior and institutional adaptation. Its main practical value is that it helps readers recognize that technological revolutions are not only about invention. They are also about funding patterns, speculative excess, and the policy choices that determine whether growth becomes inclusive or distorted, intellectually. It offers a durable framework for understanding why booms and busts often accompany major transitions and why societies sometimes fail to capture the full benefits of new technologies. What makes it stand out is its combination of historical breadth and structural analysis. Unlike many books that focus on one industry, one recession, or one national case, Perez builds a general model from several revolutions and shows how finance and production repeatedly interact across them. That makes the book especially valuable for readers who want a deeper explanation of how modern capitalism evolves over time. If you would like to support Carlota Perez, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.